Seattle to release the All-Pro in the next couple of days if the team can't trade him. Michael Bennett, the first Hawk potentially on the move. Bennett to be traded to the Eagles. Philly sending a fifth-round selection and wide receiver Marcus Johnson to Seattle. The Rams have agreed to trade Alec Ogletree and a seventh-round draft pick for 2019 to the Giants. New York sending a fourth- and sixth-round pick for this year's draft back to L.A. The Bengals have signed former Washington and Tampa Bay tackle Chris Baker to a one-year deal. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting the deal is worth a little more than $3 million. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Napa Know How!
Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules are up to $10 off a pair. They provide some of the best nighttime illumination of any headlamp. And if you can't see how good of a deal that is, then it's time you did something to clear up that view. Like getting Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules for up to 10 bucks off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 5:05, a Thursday night. Iowa State fans, we're going to have a treat for you coming up in the third hour of the program tonight. Alan Lazard will join us at 6:35. Woodja is on the way as well. Plus, you still have an opportunity to take home a brand new watch from Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, located at 101 South Dubuque Street on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. It is that time of year again, time to spring ahead, spring forward, however you want to look at it. Saturday night, before you go to bed, make sure you turn those clocks ahead an hour. We lose an hour of sleep Saturday night. Welcome back in. Plenty to get to on the program today. And we're going to head in a little bit of a different direction here. This is not something that I had necessarily planned on talking about here, but I had a couple things in front of me, and then they always say, trust your gut. And I'm going to trust my gut on this one. I think people will find this interesting. I certainly did earlier today, and we'll see. Maybe the payoff isn't going to be there in the end. I don't know. But it beats talking about hockey at Iowa for the umpteenth time, or whether or not video games are the real problem at the core of American society, which, by the way, one of those two topics will get touched on coming up here in the same hour. Maybe we do a choose-your-own-adventure today. It's been a while since I've sort of put it up to the listener. Choose-your-own-adventure, which topic would you rather hear beaten into the ground? But no, I want to take a trip down memory lane. Actually, I went down memory lane earlier today as I was reading up, catching up on the news from coast to coast today. I came across a story, and I thought, oh, wow, this may or may not be of interest to folks in eastern Iowa. And then the more I thought about it, the more it dawned on me that this is a rather unique story involving a former member of the Iowa basketball program, a very popular member of the Iowa basketball program. And I would be doing a disservice to the listeners in eastern Iowa if I did not bring this story to your attention. Now, unfortunately, there's a seedier side to things like sports talk radio. And we all know that as they say, you heard Kyle use that very phrase earlier today on the big board, as they say, I still don't know who they is, but as they say, sex sells. So I'm going to trust my gut on this one, and I'm going to take you down memory lane. I'm going to take you to, let's say 1987.
What happened in 1987?
1980. Let's make it 1988. I'm 8 years old. I'm in the driveway. I'm dribbling my basketball. and I'm shooting hoops. And what did you do when you were 7, 8, 9 years old? You didn't play basketball as yourself. You pretended to be other players, right?
Yes.
I certainly did as a kid. And so I ran the gamut. B.J. Armstrong, Roy Marble, Ed Horton. But one of my favorite players to pretend to be when I was younger was Jeff Moe. Jeff Moe is not a big name in college basketball history, although if you're a Hawkeye fan, you certainly remember Jeff Moe. He was a very good player. Matter of fact, I think he was even drafted in 1988 or 89 by Utah in like the second round or something like that. He played locally here in Cedar Rapids in the CBA. One of the that 87 Iowa team had 9 or 10 guys go on to play professional careers.
Second round, Utah, 88. Correct.
Not all of them in the NBA. But Jeff Moe was one of my favorite players as a kid growing up. And, you know, you get to the point where you're 37, almost 38 come April, and you wonder, whatever happened to a guy like Jeff Moe? And then you're reading the story today from Indianapolis, and you find out that one of your favorite players as a child now owns a gentleman's club in Indianapolis. And there was an altercation recently, and his mugshot, and it's not a mugshot, I don't think, his current mugshot has been splashed across the newspapers in the state of Indiana, and the Des Moines Register has the story. Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette tweeted about the story earlier today. This is a rather fascinating tale, and it's one that I'll do my best to tell you here, given some circumstances behind the scenes that you can't necessarily see right now, but my computer is not... Well, here, do this. I feel like this is a second-rate operation here. We're going to switch out microphones so that I can actually do my job here. Jeff Moe is the owner of Lenny's Gentleman's Club. Sounds like a nice place, right? In Indianapolis?
It does.
He showed up at a board meeting recently to support a neighbor of his, the Liquor Barn. They're not really neighbors. The Liquor Barn is sort of down the street from Lenny's Gentleman's Club. But regardless, there's been a long-running dispute between Jeff Moe and one of the guys who sits on the commission. And Jeff Moe thinks that he tried to steal his liquor license, and he's trying to steal the liquor license of the Liquor Barn. So with nothing but good intentions, he shows up at this meeting, which, again, for background sake here, is at 10:30 in the morning. The Alcohol Beverage Board of Marion County in Indiana. Needless to say, things didn't exactly work out the way that you probably would have pictured this. He is now facing charges, 2 felony and 2 misdemeanor charges, for picking up the commissioner, Councilman Jeff Miller, picking him up, slamming his head against a wall. And the best part about the story here is that Moe later told police, I'm reading from the story, Moe later told police he, quote, cleaned Miller's clock and I'll do it again.
There's a video, too.
And there's video.
Hey,
what's your favorite player from your childhood up to these days? Well, he owns a gentleman's club in India. And he's facing a felony rap for, I want to get, cleaning a guy's clock. And
his
he
words,
would do it
ours.
Again. The best part is he went on the radio in Indianapolis
Dockage?
Today. I don't know whether it was Dockage's show or not, but he went on and addressed the situation. And it's apparently been a long-running beef, a long-running feud. And I don't think this is going to end well for Jeff Moe, who, by the way, has not aged gracefully. I think I can say that safely looking at the Marion County. It is the mugshot. It is from the sheriff's office there in Marion County, Indiana. So the 86-87 Hawkeye team photo splashed across the Indianapolis Star newspaper today. But I thought, well, what can we do with this? What could we possibly find of interest here with Jeff Moe owning a gentleman's club? And then I thought, well, we should probably go and check the Yelp reviews for Lenny's Gentleman's Club. I don't know whether you are like me or not, but if you're in a different city or you're doing any sort of traveling, Yelp can be a very handy tool. You can find a place to eat, find a place to entertain yourself. Well, there's only one Yelp review for Lenny's Gentleman's Club. And it is a one-star review.
Oh, no.
So not only does one of my favorite players from my childhood own a gentleman's club in a sketchy part of Indianapolis, Indiana, but apparently he doesn't even own a very good one. The review came in on October 11th of last year. Many of the females are on drugs. Not to mention, there have been many shootings happen here. The floors are nasty, and half the quote-unquote staff is rude as blank.
Ooh.
They was in the process of losing their liquor license, so they changed the name of the club.
This is on Yelp.
And the best part about this is four people found that review useful. On Yelp, you can say whether you found that useful or not. So perhaps that reviewer has saved some people the trouble of checking this out. It is an unfortunate situation here. But what I find to be of the utmost interest is that Jeff Moe has absolutely no remorse. None whatsoever.
He'll do it again, he says.
That he physically assaulted a councilman in public and has no regrets whatsoever. None. There's video, and you know what? He says he would clean the guy's clock again.
So he grabbed the guy by the throat and then bashed his head into the wall?
Well, that's where things get a little sketchy, because according to his report, or his telling of the tale, he grabbed him by the collar and shook him. Now, he's also the one who went on the radio today and said he cleaned the guy's clock. So you tell me, he either grabbed his collar and shook him or he cleaned his clock. I don't think I can go grab you by the collar right now. I don't think I'm cleaning your clock. So two felonies, two misdemeanors. That's what he's facing. There's video, and needless to say, if they're having a team reunion at Carver Hawkeye Arena sometime in the next 8 to 10 years, probably not going to be. I don't know. I can do a little research here and try to find just exactly how much time he's looking at. But again, rewinding the tape almost 30 years to shooting in the driveway, pretending to be Jeff Moe. I pretended many things. I imagined many, many scenarios. I was hitting the game-winning shot. I was cutting through the lane to hit a layup at the buzzer. I never once imagined myself as Jeff Moe owning a gentleman's club in Indianapolis, a one-star gentleman's club, according to one Yelp reviewer.
Todd,
it's only one reviewer.
I found more reviews, and they're on Facebook. And I can't read them. They're too classic. But if you wanna entertain yourself for the next 15 minutes, you got about 15 minutes, go look up Lenny's Gentleman's Club on Facebook and read their reviews. I can't read them on the air.
Yeah, 0330. I'm not going to say that phrase 10 times fast, but I do like where you're going. We have listeners who are trying to come up with marketing slogans for Lenny's. Maybe once Lenny sold the place, it went downhill. You never know. He's owned it, apparently, according to the Indianapolis Star article, since 2012. So this is not a... And they always say, when you're a former athlete, one of the best things that you can do is invest in real estate. And apparently that's what Jeff Moe has done. But... And I'd like, you know, I'm going to choose, because I did admire him as a small child, I'm going to choose to view this through the lens of, this is a neighbor trying to help another neighbor. The liquor barn was going to lose its liquor license, and this is a friendly neighbor going to stand up for what's right in the world and trying to help the liquor barn from losing its license.
So he cleaned somebody's clock for somebody else's liquor license. I know that he said that this councilman tried to take his away in the past, but at this current state, he went to that meeting to clean the guy's clock for his friend. Is that what I'm to understand here?
Now, 3530 on the text line says, if you read more of the article, the guy that Mo roughed up is apparently under investigation for being a child molester. So now, now I'm revisiting this as Jeff Mo, a true American hero. I like the way 3530 thinks on this. 319-366-1600. You couldn't... I challenge you to come up with a more bizarre story involving a former Iowa athlete, a high-profile Iowa athlete, than this story out of Indianapolis today with Jeff Mo, quote-unquote, cleaning the clock of a councilman who now apparently, I don't know who to root for here in this situation. But speaking of clocks, how would you like to take home a brand new watch, courtesy of Hertine and Stocker Jewelers?
Best segue of all time.
They're located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. They've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. And I guarantee you they have a better Yelp rating. We've got a brand new watch because it is time for daylight savings time. Spring ahead this weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead an hour before you go to sleep. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6. You are going to take home that brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker. And if you do not win with us, fret not. We have one more that we'll be giving away tomorrow on the program. Joe Wieskamp is set to join us. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be here inside the big hour, and a whole lot more. And hopefully no more of my childhood heroes will be tarnished. Their memory will live on. Again, 8-year-old me in the driveway, picturing myself in a number of scenarios as Jeff Mo. Never in a million years did I imagine. I probably didn't know what a gentleman's club was when I was 8 years old, which is a good thing. 521, we will find out who our winner is of the Hertine and Stocker watch when we return. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. All three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. It's where you go anytime with your family and friends to gather around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. If you're celebrating something big, reserve their party room. Or if you're planning an event of your own, add some sizzle with their delicious catering. Connect with your favorite people at La Cantina, in the fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
I really feel like we buried the lead there. The alcohol board rejected the renewal of the liquor barn's permit. So it turns out that maybe him trying to help the owner of the liquor barn, he may not have really helped him in the long run. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. Woodja is on the horizon in hour number three, as well as a chat with former Iowa State wide receiver Alan Lazard. Kyle, not our Kyle, another Kyle, a winner of the Hertin and Stocker watch tonight. So congratulations. You'll be taking home a very nice watch from them. And again, we have one more to give away. Now, we've got somebody on the text line suggesting a road trip. Timeout on that. There will be no bus trip to Lenny's Gentleman's Club in Indianapolis. However, May 12th, we are taking a bus to Wrigley Field. KGYM presenting this trip, and I guess it's sort of our show, according to some of the literature I was reading earlier today. So it's us. We're bringing you this bus trip. It's an opportunity for you to take in the Cubs and the White Sox at Wrigley Field on Saturday, May 12th. $150 will get you round-trip transportation to and from Chicago, a great ticket to the game, 200-level third baseline, roughly where I sat for the World Series a couple years ago. It's a really great view. We got a swag bag for you and a stop at another place that has a better Yelp review than Lenny's Gentleman's Club. A stop at the DeKalb Oasis is on the agenda for the bus trip as well. So all of that rolled into one price of $150. If you want more details, you can check out our website, kgymradio.com. But again, the date, May 12th, Cubs, White Sox. And speaking of the Cubs, very encouraging. I don't like to put too much stock into spring training numbers, but Justin Wilson had a decent outing today. So for those of you who are hoping that maybe he can have a bounce back year this year, he was pretty disappointing after coming over in that trade from Detroit last year. He threw fairly well today. And there may or may not have been an injury scare with Javi Baez. The Cubs say he's fine. 319-366-1600. Plenty more to get to, including, as we mentioned, Alan Lazard chatting with us in hour number three of the program. Here's what we're going to do, though, because coming up in a couple minutes, there was another topic that we were going to talk about there, and then I decided to go down the Jeff Moe rabbit hole. And so now we've got two topics in one segment, so it's what I like to call choose your own adventure here. We can either talk about whether this country has a video game problem. Are video games to blame for some of the issues that we're seeing nowadays? Or we can talk for the umpteenth time about whether hockey would be a good thing for the University of Iowa to bring on board. Because for the umpteenth time, somebody has written about Iowa and how the Hawkeyes should add men's and women's hockey. And the choice is yours. You read those Choose Your Own Adventure books when you were a kid. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So you can use the Hertin and Stocker text line to point us in one of those two directions. Do you want to talk about video games and blame them for everything that's wrong in society, or do you want to talk for the umpteenth time about Iowa going down a dark path of trying to add men's and women's hockey? 319-366-1600. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Cyclones kept it close all night last night, but their season came to a close with a 68-64 loss to Texas in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. They actually led by one with about 6 minutes to go, but as was the story several times this season, didn't quite have the manpower to close it out down the stretch. Iowa State put up decent shooting numbers, led by Lindell Wigginton, who finished strong with 20 points and 8 rebounds. We went through this yesterday already, so I won't spend as much time telling you it was a snub, but Megan Gustafson was named a second-team All-American again, this time by College Sports Madness. She led the nation in scoring and field goal percentage, was fifth in rebounding, second with 27 double-doubles, and was the only player to average over 25 points and 12 rebounds. 9 Hawkeye wrestlers are going to head to Cleveland for the NCAA championships next week, and late yesterday it was announced that 6 of them had earned seeds, led by Brandon Sorensen as the number 2 at 149, Spencer Lee is the number 3 at 125, while Sam Stoll and Alex Marinelli are each 5 seeds, Michael Kemmerer is 6th at 157, and Cash Wilkie 14th at 197. UNI also had 5 wrestlers seeded, and that tournament begins a week from today. We're going to finish the show exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, beginning at 6:15, because we've got Scott Unash on the call for Iowa City West taking on Waukee for a chance to play for the 4A state title. That game will tip off at 6:30. Also earlier this afternoon, Xavier fell to Glenwood in the Class 3A semifinals, 69-63.
I'm just reading a story that Rick Brown wrote several years ago about Jeff Moe. This is from 2012, so coincidentally enough, right around the time that Jeff was purchasing Lenny's Gentleman's Club in Indianapolis. But he's telling the story about the one exhibition game that he played in as a member of the Utah Jazz before they cut him. He said, "They knew they were going to cut me, so they made me team captain. I got to meet Magic Johnson and shake his hand, Kareem too. The next day, they gave me my ticket home." Speaking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I don't know whether you guys have seen this or not, but the University of Iowa Lecture Series is bringing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to campus sometime in the not-too-distant future. I really wish I had the date in front of me. I was not planning on talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at all on the program tonight. Otherwise, I would have come in here loaded for bear, so to speak. But I also wasn't planning on talking about Jeff Moe until it struck my fancy that, hey, this story is too out there and too interesting not to at least touch on. And yes, I did read a little further into the story, 3530. And yes, it just so happens that the councilman that he attacked is being investigated for 2 charges of molesting little girls. So, hey, ugh, it goes from a tragic story to redemption. And isn't that what we all want? Right? Not to make too much light of this story, because Jeff Moe is facing some serious charges, 2 felonies and 2 misdemeanors here. But let's, I was going to pull a random name from the 87-88 Hawkeyes out of thin air, but I actually know what all those guys are up to these days, so I won't do that. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Champ Week continues today in the ACC quarterfinals. Win number 29 for the top-ranked Virginia Cavaliers.
Guy on the far right wing, driving into the lane, draws contact, puts it up, scores, and will go to the free throw line.
Mike Cousins here on ESPN Radio. Virginia beats Louisville 75-58. Also, Clemson knocks off Boston College 90-82. In the Big East quarterfinals, Xavier beats St. John's 88-60. Big 12 quarters, Kansas over Oklahoma State 82-68. Pac-12 quarters, Arizona beats Colorado 83-67. Mountain West quarters, Nevada over UNLV 79-74. One more ACC note. After only two seasons on the job, Pitt coach Kevin Stallings is fired today. The Panthers were 8-24 this season, including 0-18 in conference play. The 49ers re-sign wideout Marquise Goodwin to a three-year contract extension. It's worth just over $20 million. Goodwin had 56 catches for almost 1,000 yards in San Francisco.
Hey, Stigatz, join us Friday. Chris Sims will join us to tell us his ninth-best quarterback in the NFL, and we'll close out the week like we always do with a club. That's Friday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stigatz, on ESPN Radio.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team fell to number 5 rated Centerpoint Urbana in a Class 4A regional final. The 8th rated Saints finished their year at 14-9. Practice is now underway for spring sports, and early indoor track and field competitions are underway. The Xavier boys and girls track teams will compete at Cornell College in an indoor meet today and tomorrow. And then next week, the MVC indoor meets will take place at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Practice has begun or will soon begin for the rest of the spring sports also. Girls golf, boys and girls tennis, as well as the boys and girls soccer teams will get into action in the next week or two. Competitions will begin around the end of March or beginning of April for these sports, weather permitting, of course.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
5:36, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 until 7 o'clock tonight, 106.3 and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids until about 6:15. That's because Iowa City West is getting ready to continue play at the state tournament. They're going to be taking on Waukee tonight. Scott Unash will be on the call. So if you listen to us on either of the FM frequencies, you got about another 40 minutes or so before you'll wind up losing us. You can, by the way, listen to the stream at kgymradio.com in real time. Or if you miss out, you can always download the podcast after the fact. Again, the website, kgymradio.com. I did do a little bit of digging, and I was right about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming to campus, and it was sooner than I was expecting it to be, but it's going to be the 25th of this month, which is I believe, looking at the calendar here in the studio, and nobody has changed the calendar from February to March. So I'll just add that to my list of things to do. The 25th is a Sunday, 3 o'clock at Hancher Auditorium. It's part of the University of Iowa Lecture Series, which is fantastic. When I was a student at Iowa, I went to a ton of events. I got to meet a lot of very, very interesting people. I won't bore you with the story, but a friend of mine who was on the lecture series invited me to come to the Eastern Iowa Airport to pick up the one and only Bob Woodward of Woodward and Bernstein fame. And needless to say, Bob Woodward was not a fan of traveling to Eastern Iowa. He found it to be very tedious to get to Iowa City. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I hesitate to mention the subject that he's going to be speaking on because, well, I know one of the ways that this can go or be perceived, but the talk is entitled, or the event, I should say, From Kareem to Kaepernick, A History of Political Activism in Sports. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, also known for his very small role in the movie Airplane, which I'm sure 3530 has committed to memory on the Hertin and Stocker text line. So if you're interested in that event, they're usually free. The lecture series. I don't think I ever paid for one when I was at Iowa. Now, that was eons ago. So that was before Jeff Moe ever even thought about owning a gentleman's club. That's how long ago that went. Okay, that's played out. Move on, Todd.
I don't know. A lot of people still sticking to this Jeff Moe story. We won't, but a lot of people are still on this.
The text line, as I said, and this was one of those you have to trust your gut moments. So, sorry, I'm not sorry, but I trusted my gut. As they say, sex sells. And that...
What are the kids saying these days? More money, more problems?
You're not the first person to come up with that, so don't think that you're being creative. I saw that actually on Twitter earlier today.
I didn't see it, so it's original to me.
Although, according to the Yelp review, there may not be more money involved in
just
that.
Just more problems.
Just the one-star Yelp review. Talon Horton Tucker, we mentioned earlier that Joe Wieskamp and C.J. Frederick were the Gatorade Players of the Year in Iowa and Kentucky, respectively, incoming recruits for the Hawkeyes. Talon Horton Tucker, the Iowa State commit, was named the Chicago Sun-Times Player of the Year today as well. So lots of awards coming out for incoming basketball players for both the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. That's part of the reason there's a lot of optimism that Iowa and Iowa State can both have bounce-back years in 2018. So we ask you today, our poll question at KGYMradio.com, which team do you feel is best positioned for a bounce-back next year, Iowa or Iowa State? You can vote now, KGYMradio.com. I said we were going to go one of two ways with this segment, and then I looked at the text line, and the feedback on Choose Your Own Adventure was about 50-50. So now I've got to choose my own adventure. I can't blame the success or failure of the next 15 or 20 minutes on the listeners. I have to own it. And so now I have to take personal accountability. Hockey guy, no surprise here, hockey guy on the text line says, talk about Iowa and adding hockey. That's a landof10.com piece from Scott Docterman today, who lays out again the idea that Iowa should add men's and women's hockey. And then the rest of the piece essentially gives you every reason why Iowa shouldn't, but it's there for you to consume and to take in. But when you're trying to make the case that that's a good idea, the closer you look at it, it should be extremely obvious that that would be a bad idea. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about today is video games. The idea that video games are somehow the root cause of evil in this world. And I'm not venturing too far off the beaten path here because thanks to the wonderful creation of esports, I can now claim that video games, talking about video games, is a sports topic. Did you see China wants esports included in the next Olympic Games.
I did.
This is an aside. I am notoriously guilty for this. I sometimes cannot just get to the point, and at other times I do get to the point, but it's 15 minutes too late. So the aside there is that there's a country that wants video games and esports at the Olympics. I'll pass. We had the esports guy from Iowa on, and I had no problem talking to somebody about esports. I don't think playing video games are a sport, but then again, there are a number of quote-unquote sports that are questionable to begin with. They involve things like hand-eye coordination, and video games are a hand-eye coordination event. So, the folks in Washington, D.C. today had a summit on video games and whether or not the realism of the video games today, things like Call of Duty, are leading to these shootings, the school shootings. I'm talking primarily about Parkland in Florida, which was the most recent mass school shooting. I've never bought into this idea that video games lead you down a path of picking up an actual gun and shooting up a school or committing some other heinous crime. And I want to get everybody's opinion on this. And so I want to try to have a discussion here. This is either going to be a really great idea where people in the building come up and say, hey, I heard that. That was fantastic. That was great radio. That was thought-provoking, and you got a great discussion going. Or it's going to be one of those come into the office and sit down and grab a cardboard box discussions. I don't know which direction this is going to go in. But I don't think for a second that video games can be blamed for what's happened in this country as far as mass shootings go. And I think it's another indication here that what we're really good at in this country, and this goes back to a number of topics that we've talked about in the sports world, especially we had the Tubby Smith audio the other day where he's complaining about 800 kids transferring. To me, the video game discussion and that almost go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
It's an accountability issue. Right? Your kids are playing video games. Do you know what video games they're playing? Did you buy them those video games? Did you buy them without knowing what's in those video games? It's not the video game's fault. And it's not anybody's fault other than the kids who decide to transfer out of a program after a year or two. It's all, to me, about accountability. Am I off base here? A video game has never killed anybody,
no,
to the best of my knowledge. I can walk in to a building tomorrow with a video game and nobody's going to get harmed. Okay? That's... We've had this discussion before also. They tried to blame video games for the shooter at Sandy Hook. You may or may not recall Sandy Hook was another mass shooting at an elementary school. And it did turn out that Adam Lanza, the shooter in that particular instance, played video games. The video game that he was fond of was called Dance Dance Revolution. It had nothing to do with guns or shooting. So to play the video game card, I think, is just trying to make a convenient scapegoat here. And this isn't some sort of anti-gun rant. I tried to have the gun discussion after Sandy Hook 5-6 years ago and quickly realized not changing anybody's mind. Now, I'm all for having a discussion about a number of things. The problem is you get the stick to sports crowd, and they will shout you down. But I want to know what people think about this, because it looks like we've gone from we're blaming initially mental health for mass shootings, and now we're back to the video game boogeyman. I played, when I was in college, the most popular video game, and it's still extremely popular to this day, was GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64. I bet three dozen guys on my floor at Iowa all played GoldenEye. To my knowledge, none of them have ever done anything awful because they played that video game. So to me, it may be a symptom, but it's not the root cause of the problem.
No, I think it has the opposite effect, honestly. I think that, Todd, you talk about this generation all the time, and at some point, I think that video games have had the opposite effect on kids. Instead of wanting to play sports, they sit in their room and play it on their video game. Instead of going outside, they stay in their room and play video games. So I quite honestly think it's made kids less proactive instead of more proactive. And I don't think it's a root cause here. I think it has the opposite effect on kids.
I just, the idea of blaming a video game for your problems, and we've got 8365 on the text line, or 3689, I played too much Pac-Man and now I eat too much and I'm a fat guy. Yeah. They do this every time. It's just, okay, let's, instead of addressing what could actually be something that we could work on fixing, let's try to figure out something to blame it on where it's a little bit more convenient and it's easier to scapegoat and nothing actually really gets done. So,
because you can't take away video games.
Making GoldenEye slightly less realistic, and I found this fascinating, the creator of Super Mario Brothers hated what became of a lot of video games, and he actually wrote to the creator of the GoldenEye game and suggested that the game should end with James Bond shaking the hands of his victims in the hospital. Afterwards, you can imagine where that got in the development discussion of the video game. I've played that often enough to know that that was not at the end credits when you finish the game. But I don't know. I saw that earlier today and I was like, let's try to have a discussion here on this, and it gets absolutely nowhere. But you talk about a former basketball player who owns a gentleman's club who attacks a suspected child abuser in public at a alcohol commission meeting at 10:30 in the morning, and you get 49 texts on it. Just when I think I'm good at this, just when I think I know what I'm doing, a segment like this and a topic like this reminds me that no, I have absolutely, I could have done another 20 minutes and just rehashed the Jeff Moe story, and I would have been better off for it. Again, part of the problem. Part of the problem is we don't want to talk about things that are uncomfortable to us, right? And I'm sitting here thinking back on it now, and I'm like, you should have just talked about Jeff Moe for 20 more minutes. And then everybody would have felt okay about themselves. Now you're talking about school shootings and video games, and you're making me very uneasy. Well, I'm sorry for that. But sometimes I think you have to have these types of conversations. We were just talking about it the other day. Now, I could blame the person that was talking about it the other day for planting that seed in my head, or I could take personal responsibility and say my show, my topic, my direction. Why couldn't more of you on the text line have voted for how stupid of an idea hockey at Iowa is? What did I have written on the board? Would hockey work at Iowa, and is it just me, or have we not had this discussion before? That's what was on the board in the office. So I didn't want to have that discussion again. Iowa is never going to have hockey. People need to get over the idea of Iowa adding hockey. I know Coralville's getting a 7,000-seat arena, and I know that there's this idea out there that college hockey is wildly popular, that it would instantly be one of the top five sports at the University of Iowa as far as fan interest goes. Well, would you say right now that wrestling is either number three or four, along with women's basketball, and Iowa baseball would be number five? You want to divert resources away from all of those programs? Football sort of drives its own bus. But men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, field hockey, soccer, softball, we can go on, down, down, on the line. You add a program in here, and it's the farm philosophy, as I rather clunkily refer to it as. If you've ever watched a sow who has given birth, there's only so many teats. And if you have too many sports and they're all going to the same source, it's not good. You can't sustain it. It won't work. But here we are having the discussion again, and I have no idea why, but because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And Gary Barta has said, until every sport at Iowa is to the point where it's successful and fully funded, he's not thinking about it. That's never going to happen. That day is never going to come. 319-366-1600. We could have gone down that route. We didn't. I don't know if we have time.
We can keep it here.
Okay, Brian in Cedar Rapids. Briefly, Brian, we've got about 45 seconds. What's up?
Hey, guys. I am a University of North Dakota grad where college hockey is wildly popular, and it will never happen at Iowa. One, it's wildly expensive to put on a team. Two, there is no fan base here interested in watching it, so no one will go. I can't think of a worse idea than college hockey at Iowa.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Brian. I disagree on people not going. I think people would go, but would enough of them go? Because look what happens when the Iowa basketball team, which is wildly popular for the most part, when the Iowa basketball team struggles, people don't go. So you're going to have basically what amounts to the college version of an expansion team, and you're going to have people filling the arena night in and night out from the get-go, and they're going to sit through years of losing as they build the program just out of loyalty? No. Come on. Wasn't born yesterday. We'll keep it here, as Alex said. We'll send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Cyclones kept it close all night last night, but their season came to a close with a 68-64 loss to Texas in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. They actually led by one with about 6 minutes to go, but as was the story several times this season, didn't quite have the manpower to close it out down the stretch. Iowa State put up decent shooting numbers, led by Lindell Wigginton, who finished strong with 20 points and 8 boards, but as they say, that's all she wrote. We went through this yesterday already, so I won't spend as much time telling you it's a snub, but Megan Gustafson was named a second-team All-American again, this time by College Sports Madness. She led the nation in scoring and field goal percentage, was fifth in rebounding, second with 27 double-doubles, and was the only player to average over 25 points and 12 rebounds. 9 Hawkeye wrestlers are going to head to Cleveland for the NCAA Championships next week, and late yesterday it was announced that 6 of them had earned seeds, led by Brandon Sorensen as the number 2 at 149. Spencer Lee is the number 3 at 125, while Sam Stoll and Alex Marinelli are each 5 seeds. Michael Kemmerer is 6th at 157, and Cash Wilkie 14th at 197. UNI also had 5 wrestlers seeded, and that tournament begins a week from today. We're going to finish the show exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, beginning at about 6:15, because we've got Scott Unash on the call for Iowa City West taking on Waukee for a chance to play for the 4A state title. That game's going to tip at 6:30. And earlier this afternoon, Xavier fell to Glenwood in the Class 3A semifinals, 69-63.
All right, hour number three is right around the corner. It is a Thursday. That means woodja. And a special treat for our Iowa State listeners, former wide receiver Alan Lazard, fresh off his performance at the NFL Combine, going to be with us coming up at 6:35. 1600 a.m. till 7 o'clock tonight. Our FM's for about another 15 minutes. Back with hour number three after this.